USA Radio News.
Do not run. That's the message from Democrats in New Hampshire to President Joe Biden. A new poll from the University of New Hampshire Survey Center released on Tuesday shows support for a Biden re-election bid among New Hampshire Democrats has nosedived from 74% last summer to 54%. Fox News contributor Joe Concha said the polling numbers for President Biden are irreversible.
We went from 81 million votes, the most of any presidential candidate in history, to less than one-third of the country supporting this president. When you dig deeper, it gets even worse.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates again this week. The Fed's policymaking arm opened a two-day meeting on Tuesday, while the central bank is expected to announce a 0.75% bump in rates on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Vice President Mike Pence spoke in Washington on Tuesday. Reporter Lance Pry has the breakdown.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
European Union states reached a deal to regulate emergency gas cuts ahead of this winter. Meanwhile, Ukraine, Russia, Turkey, and the UN are set to appoint officials to oversee an agreed-upon corridor for grain shipments out of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Security at the southern U.S. border continues to be a disaster.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. That's why we kept on saying, and look, we need help. We need some action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A state-run electric bus caught fire on Saturday, one day after officials lauded the passage of the Connecticut Clean Air Act. CT reports that included plans to roll out thousands of electric vehicles. Officials said the transit bus was engulfed by the inferno in a parking lot and sent 2 transit workers and a firefighter to the hospital. Officials added the electric bus fleet has been removed from service. And Buzz Aldrin's jacket, worn on his historic first mission to the moon's surface in 1969, has been auctioned off for nearly $2.8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.